And actually, we're going to commence with Aliza Isaacs, actually, this question. Aliza Isaacs asked, wait a second, we spent the last two shiurim mystifying, right? The last two shiurim were basically showing that A, Shabbos has this multifaceted nature, right? That Shabbos is built on, you know, the Isser Malacha because of Zeich L'Masu Bereshis and Shvisa Mimalacha, Kivo Shabbos Mikom Malachto, based on the Mishkan and Zeich L'Yetzias Mitzrayim and our bris with Hashem. Right? It's an oath to bris b'neinu v'ein Hashem, and the idea of Menucha. And part of what we were showing is how all the different elements of Shabbos, which we would theoretically expect to be connected to one or the other, actually seem to, right, have connections to all of them, right? The concept of Kedusha, the concept of Menucha, the concept of being an Oath and a Bris, all of which, right, have connections both to Masa Bereshis and to Yitzias Mitzrayim and to the Mishkan, and to, you know, sort of our general social justice, social vision, right? And all these come together and really create for a very complex picture. And part of what we saw in, that was the first year. In the second year, we also saw that it's not very easy to say that any particular mitzvah or any particular din is dependent on one of these versus the others, right? So it could be part of this, could be that. They can interact in different ways, which leads us to be very, very mystified. Okay, so this year is hopefully going to be the next step where I demystify, okay? What we're going to do is we're going to try to say, okay, right, we saw that it's very, very complicated. It's very complex. And Shabbos is really multifaceted. But what we're going to see is that what we can do is try to, you know, untangle the web and see what dinim, according to different shitos and different rishonim, are connected to which parts of the structure of Shabbos. Okay? And we're going to start with the mitzvah of Shvisa, okay? The mitzvah saseh to be shoves mimalacha. Okay, what does that apply to? Right, we know there's a lav, right? Lo ta'asa kol malacha, but in terms of the asay of, right, shamor or tishbos or shvisa, what is, you know, what's the nature and the relationship between that and the isra malacha? Okay, and our options are basically, you know, it could be something totally different. Or it could just be, you know, lav or lav b'lav v'yaseh. We have lots of things in the Torah which are usher both as a lav and an asay, right? So you give it a certain level of, you know, extra usher, like something's usher b'lav, something's usher b'lav and an asay. Okay, it's not nidcheb in cases of asay d'ochalot asay, things like that. So it just makes it more chamer. Or, right, it could be that the asay actually serves a different role. Okay, so if you look at the Monei HaMitzvos, right off the bat. So the Rambam, right, counts a lav and an asay, right? The lav is his hiranu me'asot malacha b'shabbat, v'amro lo ta'aseh kol malacha, v'over alav zeh be'er bo ha'katuv karet, im lo yeda bo ha'dayan, v'im ha'idu alav, idim chayef skila, zeh kulo hi ha'im hayamezi, v'im ha'shugei chayef korban chatat, okay. Right, and on the other hand, in the mitzvot asay, he counts the mitzvah kufnun dalit. He should sivanu shenishbot b'shabbat v'omro itale u'bayom ha'shvi'i tishbot. On Shabbos, you should be shoves. Inei nichbal sivui ha'mitzvah zu pa'amayim u'ber lanu itale shahshvita min ha'melachot. Words of the emphasis is on shvita from melacha. He chova aleinu ve'abemtenu ve'avdenu. Right, included in this is shvita of you and your behema and your dependents, right? But the mitzvah asay is tishvo, is based on the pasuk of tishvos, okay? And it includes, and it's the parallel to the lav. Okay, the lav says don't do malacha. The asay says you should rest from doing malacha. Shvisa min hamalachos, okay? And that includes also your avadim and your behema, okay? So the asay comes to parallel the lav, but it expands to include, you know, a broader frame of people who are aser. Okay, the lav only applies to you. The asay says you have to be shoves and even your behima and avad. Okay, but the nature of the asay here sounds like it's directly tied into the nature of the lav, right? Also, what lashon, what pasuk does he bring to support the Isra lav, Isra say, right? Ubayom ashri tishbos, right? You should be shoves. Hey, you should rest from malacha. Okay. On the other hand, the smack only counts a mitzvah lo taseh. Right? Shelo lasot malacha b'shabbat. Dechtiv lo taseh kol malacha. Right? And that's it. He keeps going and explains all the dinim of Shabbos. And there's no mitzvah taseh at all in the smack. Okay. And just in sort of the opposite direction, the Rav Sadji Gaon only counts a mitzvah taseh. Right? Shamor Shabbat atah uvanecha v'avdecha u'bemtcha yishvot ubo. Okay. You have to be Shomer Shabbos, that's mitzvah taseh. You and your sons and your children and your avadim and your behima should be shoves. Okay? So it's only mone a mitzvah taseh. Okay? Now what's very interesting about that is, right, according to the Rambam, the nature of the mitzvah taseh is simply, right, you're not allowed to do the malachos. Make sure not to do the malachos. Be shoves from malacha. Okay? The smack, I think, is a more extreme formulation in which the Isser is just don't do malacha, and there isn't even an asay, right? The Torah tells you shamar siyom haShabbos l'kadsho, but there doesn't actually, it's not actually a mitzvah because it's really just, right? There's just a lav of not doing malacha. You have to make sure to keep the lav, but it's not actually a separate mitzvah to say at all. Okay, and the Rav Sadji Gaon says that there's only a mitzvah to say. Okay, and where does he get that? And there, what would you sort of build off of that? I say there's only a mitzvah taseh. Just like conceptually, right? You have a lav and you have an asay, right? So besides you going saying, I'm only counting the asay. Yeah, all right.
You could say that the asay sort of like creates an environment in which like that creates a situation that like you wouldn't be able to do the malacha, but the malacha itself is not like the main prohibition per se. It's like staying from what's coming from the asay.
Right. Right. So I can, when I look at Shabbos and I say, oh, God created the world and then he rested, I can say, and therefore you cannot do malacha, right? Kiva, right? Right, God rested on the seventh day, and therefore you have to rest on the seventh day. Right? That's part and parcel of what it means for it to be Shabbos. The nature of the day, therefore, abhors malacha. So you cannot do malacha, right? Doing malacha would be mechalel Shabbos. It would be, right, counter to the nature of Shabbos. Therefore, right, malacha is aser. So the smack says, oh, right, don't do malacha. The way Rav Sadji Gaon is formulating it sounds like, oh, right, there's something we're trying to, that positively that you're supposed to do on Shabbos, right? Let's say you're supposed to have menucha or you're supposed to, right, not do malacha and be shoves, right, to show something, right? You're make declaring something. So then, right, the emphasis, if you have a lav, the Rav Sadji Gaon in his Minyan HaMitzvos has like a thing where he, if there's a lav and an asay, he's moda that there's a lav and an asay technically, right? But in terms of the Minyan HaMitzvos, he'll only count one of them if they're the same. And which one will he count? He'll count whichever one he thinks is the Ikar. Okay? So in this case, he thinks by Shabbos, what's the Ikar? The Ikar is not don't do malacha. The Ikar is keep Shabbos. Part of keeping Shabbos is that you can't do malacha, right? You're supposed to be shoves, so you have to be shoves, and therefore malacha is aser. Okay? But it's a question, okay, right? What causes what? So according to the Rambam, it sounds like, right, the Isra malacha is what creates Shvisa, right? We're going to get back to the Rambam, because you could have thought the Rambam thinks that really it's only about the Isra malacha, but there's more to it than that. A smack, it's all about the Isra Malacha. For Rav Sadji Gaon, you're creating Shabbos, right? But, right, a result of creating Shabbos is also that you can't do Malacha, right? Malacha would undermine that. So therefore, you can't do Malacha. But really, what you're trying to do is create Shvisa on Shabbos. Okay? Just a good, you know, a good example of this, of the concept, the conceptual differences between them is even if you, within talking about the assay, right, what pasuk are you going to learn it from? So the Rambam learned it from the pasuk of Tishbos, which says, go and rest, right? There's the Gemara on Kuf Yedaled, which says, right, Talmud Lomar Shabbaton, Shvos. The Torah calls Shabbos a Shabbaton. Therefore, you have to be Shovos, right? Go and rest. That, it sounds more than just, oh, it's the active form of go, of make sure you're resting. It says, right, make it into a day of rest. Okay, and the Ramban counts it, quotes the Asay always as, Ba'asei de Shabbaton v'tishbos, right? Make it a Shabbaton. Right? You have to be rest. Right? You have to make it into a day of rest, which we're going to get back to elsewhere as well. Okay? And the on the other hand, right, if you wanted to say that Shabbos is really about the Isser Malacha, right? Really, it's about not doing Malacha. You're not allowed to do Malacha. What would you say? What pasuk would you choose? Yeah. Yeah.
Lo tasa lacha.
No, that's for the lav, but I'm saying for the assay. No, if you want to say that the ikar is about the Isser Malacha. L'man Yanuach actually is the operating. L'man Yanuach is about, oh, there's about creating Menucha. Right, so we'll look at what does Tosfos and the Uraim quote Shamor, right? What is Shmira? Right, you're guarding something, right? Don't do something bad, right? Guard Shabbos against, profanation. You say that, profanation, right? Guard Shabbos so that it does not get profaned. In which case, right? You're basically saying, go make sure that Shabbos doesn't get nischalal by you doing the lavin, right? And also we have hishamar pen va'al einan el losase. There's like a rule of thumb. When the Torah says hishamar from doing X, Y, and Z, it's really a lotase. Even though it's a positive language, right? I'm telling you, hishamar, go and, you know, do, hishamar, guard yourself from. But actually, it's a lotase because it's guard yourself lest you do this. Right? I'm not saying go and do something. I'm saying don't do it. Okay, so if I'm learning from the lashon of shamor as yom haShabbos l'kadsho, what it says to us is, oh, it's an asay technically, right? But the essence of it would be you're guarding it from the lav. Okay, as opposed to tishvos, which says go and rest, and shabbaton is even more. Shabbaton says go and make it a day of rest, make it into a shabbaton, right? Actually, you know, we actually use that word. When we're trying to describe, like, creating, like, a day, a Shabbos, with, like, a certain avirah of menucha and kedusha, right? So, in terms of, right, on one hand, we saw there are lots of different themes in Shabbos, but in terms of which ones we're highlighting, so, both, in terms of how they count, the monei mitzvos count the mitzvos, makes a big difference. That's number one. And number two is, I don't once again. Let's just get the color. Let's try the colors right. Let's mini and it's both. The Rambam counts a lav and an assay. The smack counts only aloud. And Rav Sajigon quotes only quotes only in assay. And again, when even within the discussion of the assay of Shvisa, right, what language do we use? So, right, what pasuk?
So the Rambam says it's from the Lashon of.
Yeah, Tishboth.
Right? So it's a verb form, right? Which means
rest, right? But it's a more positive form of saying go and rest.
That's the Rambam. Right? You have
the Lashon of Shabbaton.
Shabbos. Right, like the
Gemara there says, right? Shabbaton, Shavos, with like an exclamation point, like
you know, make it a gishmaka Shabbaton. That that's the Ramban. And Tosfos goes with the with Tishmor, right? Shamor, right? Which clearly implies a far more lav centric. I just totally messed up a little bit there. Right, which is definitely focused on the Sur Merah, don't violate the law. Okay? So when I'm telling you not to do malacha, right, how much is it related to? Don't do malacha, and also keep Shabbos from malacha so you don't do the law, or is it because there's something different that you're accomplishing by being Shobes? Are you creating a Shabbaton? Okay? Bye. That's what the minyan hametzah is. Okay. Where does the asay of not doing, of keeping Shabbos from malacha, right, of the asay of shvita, what does it apply to? Right. And again, right, this question of shvita is going to be huge because on the one hand, shvita relates to malacha, right? But on the other hand, it's dafka, it's, it could relate to the iser malacha, could relate to the Kivo Shavas Mikom Malachto, or it could relate to you have to be Shoves to make a point, right? Tishbos, or it could be don't do Malacha because Shabbos is a Yom Menucha. So even though we're talking about Malacha, which on the one hand is, you know, very clearly related, at least in the Lav, directly towards the concepts of, right, Zeichel Maase Bereishis and Zeichel Yetzias Mitzrayim, the Mishkan, right, the Isser Malacha. On the other hand, when it comes to the Asay of Shabbos, maybe the emphasis is different. Okay? Right. If we look at, we continue right, inspecting the mitzvah Asay. Ah, okay. What does the Asay apply to? So the Gemara has a fascinating, fascinating discussion. Which should right should be a little bit mind-boggling. Amar of Zera, Amar of Huna, va'amrila Amar Rabbi Abba, Amar of Huna, Yom Kippurim shechalios b'Shabbes, aser b'knives yarek, Amar of Mana, Tana minay liyom Kippurim shechalios b'Shabbes, she'aser l'knives yarek, Talmud Omer Shabbaton Shavos. Okay, how do we know that it's aser too? Basically, it's like peeling vegetables. It's an iser derabanan. Basically because of tircha, okay? Or because it's like, looks like borer, it's a little bit similar to borer, you know, it's a hassle, it's a tircha, okay? It's something you could have done yesterday, okay? It's like taking, you know, if you have, these vegetables that have all sorts of wooden, you know, woody stems and whatnot that you need to remove, okay? So how do you know that it's usher on Yom Kippur that turns out to be Shabbos to do Knivas Yerek? Because it says Shabbaton Shavos, right? There's a mitzvah saseh of Shvisa on Shabbos. And the chalav, that mitzvah saseh is to not do the Isser Darabanan of Knivas Yerek. Right? That's a fun, you know, it's like what color, what level of Isser was, you know, George Washington's Isser Darabanan? The answer is, anybody know? Is an easy one. It was white, right? George Washington's white horse was usher. Actually, it's really Doraisa is Mechamer, but he's Jewish. So, right? If I ask you what level of Isser is Knivas Yerek, which is you know the Isser Darabanan of Knivas Yerek, right? The easy answer is, you know, it's Darabanan, right?
So what's the Gemara saying, though? Gemara saying, right? How do we know, midaraisa, that you can't do this in the Rabbanan of Pnivasiyah, right? Right? So the appropriate answer should be, we don't, because it's a Sudarabanan. But the Gemara's answer is, Shabbaton, Shavos, right? There's an Isser, there's a mitzvah saseh to be Shoves. And included in that mitzvah saseh of Shvisa is the Isser Darabanan of Knivas Yerek. Right? Just doesn't make sense. Lemai, Ilema lemalacha, Vachdilo tasako malacha. If you think that the mitzvah saseh of being Shoves, of resting on Shabbos, only applies to the malachos, then it says lo tasakom malacha el alav a knivas yerek. It must be that the mitzvah saseh to be shoves on Shabbos applies to knivas yerek, right? The isad rabbanan of basically processing vegetables. Shmamina amar v'chir bar abba amar v'yochanan yom kippurim shachalios b'shabbos mutter b'knivas yerek. Wait a second. Rabbi Chiya bar Abba said, "Shem Rabbi Yochanan, that on Yom Kippur, that's Chalios b'Shabbos, you can do Knivas Yerek. Misvei minayim liyom kippurim shachalios b'Shabbos she'asur b'Knivas Yerek. Tamal omer Shabbaton shavos lemay. Ilei malam malacha vaksev lo tasam malacha elav b'Knivas Yerek." So then Gemara says, "No, Knivas Yerek isn't actually asur because of Shabbaton shavos. Lo olam malacha. Shabbaton is really to say that malacha is aser, lav or lav, but asay velo tasay. No, right? It's to be over on a lo tasay and an asay. Okay? But, you know, really it's just to be over a lav again. So wait a second. I don't get it. How on earth can the Gemara have a havamina or even a maskana, right? Two deos, but whether or not the Isser Darabanan of Knivas Yerek is daraisa part of the malacha, the mitzvah of shvisa mi malacha. Okay, it's beyond puzzle. Okay, so says the so just look at the Rambam for a second. I'll put the Rambam on the earlier daf. Ne'ar ba'Torah tishbos afil midvarm she'in on malacha chayiv lishbos mehen. Even the Torah says tishbos, you need to be shoves on Shabbos, and even things which are not malacha, you're still chayiv to be shoves. And the reason why, what they're also midoraisa, midorabanan, okay? They're not malachos, but the midoraisa, you have to be shoveis from things that aren't malacha, which the rabanan goes there. Right? Because they're similar or they're likely to lead to a malacha. Right? I mean, how can the Rambam even say that? It's just like not a sensical statement. Right? I mean, he just says, it's all in there, it's all included. It's like, just blows your mind. Now, and the answer is, and also if you look back at Mitzvah Kofan and David, the Rambam also said that Machamer, right, and doing malacha is concluded with it as well. Okay, so according to the Rambam, if I'm talking about the assay of Shabbaton, what does it apply to? Right, it's applied to Amites Achos. A mechamer or okay. So the Rambam tells us Rambam says it applies to the upright, definitely applies to Lama Tesla Wachos. Right, Sefer Mitzvot. He said, Tishbos, me malacha is mitzvah saseh, and included in that is going to be also mechamer. And then in the Yad HaChazaka, he says, right, Torah says Tishbos, and that includes things which aren't malacha, and the Rabbanan, right, goes there, and Oser Midrabbanan, all sorts of things, because they're Shvusim, right, which are parentheses, which are Doraisa, and therefore they are, Bechlau, the mitzvah saseh of Shabbaton, Shvus. Right? So what's clear in the Rambam which is very, very clear in the Rambam, is that, first of all, when you look at what how he describes it, he says, these are things which are me'ein malacha, or gorim malacha, are included in shavusim. Okay? Which is interesting. Why? Because when we saw in the Rambam lists a lot of an essay, and the Rambam doesn't use Shabbaton, he uses Tishbos. Right? And here again, while he includes all of these things in Shabbaton, right, or Tishbos, right, Shvisa, I really should say Shvisa up there. Right, when he says that, he's saying that there's, on the one hand, there's an Isser Lav that includes a very specific, don't do malacha. And now he's saying that there's this whole list of expansions on the Isser Malacha, which are Usser. Why? Because they're expansions on Isser Malacha. Right? Before, yesterday, and by yesterday always means last year, right? Yesterday we said, it's hard to say whether, let's say, Mechamer is Usser because you're doing Malacha with something else, or because you're preventing Menucha, right? Right? Is it, you are resting and your Avadim should rest? Or are we saying that Mechamer is a form of Malacha, it's just watered down? The Rambam says unequivocally that all of these are part of Malacha. Okay? Shvisa, fundamentally, says the Rambam, is about Malacha, but the Rambam says Malacha is a lot broader than you think. Right? The Isser Malacha, in terms of the Lamed HaSavos Malacha, in terms of the Isser Kares and Skila, right, is only this, but it also applies to Mechamer, and also applies to Shvisa. Right? Which is Shvusim, which includes Knivas Yak. Now, what's also interesting, right, the Rambam says, these things are fundamentally, right, expansions of Malacha, so you're supposed to be shoveis from them, right? But how do you define these things? There, that's where the Chachamim come in, right? The Chachamim are Oser Midrabanan, things which fundamentally are Oser because of Shavus, okay? But deep down, Shavusim are an expansion of the Isra Malacha. So the Lav and the Asay are connected. The Lav is much more limited, right? But the Asay is about Malacha applying to a broader context, right? Malacha means more than don't just do the Lamed Tes Malacha, okay? On the other hand, right, look at the Rajba, quotes from Yonah, to be Mechamer Leika Asay, the Mitzvah Tishbos Inu Asay of Malacha. It's a little hard to know. As Andy asked on the group, asked on the verbosity, right? When he says avos, does he mean exactly only avos, or does he mean avos like malacha as opposed to mechamer and shavus? I'm inclined to believe that it means malachas malachos and not dafka avos. Although when Rony Shabbos many years ago in my youth, Itamar definitely thought it was Dafka Avos, and I think my father was inclined to say it might be Dafka Avos, but I think it doesn't mean Lamedas Avos, Lamedas Avos. Okay, so Rabbi Yonah is coming in and saying, it only applies here, right? And definitely does not apply here, because Yasei, like the smack, the Yasei is just not really applicable. Other than at Malachas Malachos. In fact, they were going to change it to the color of red. I'm going to say that Rabbi Yonah fits with the smack and says, right, it applies to Malachas Malachos, but it doesn't apply to these, right? And the Gemara here is the smack.
Hey, you're the red top. Okay. So this is good, right? The Ritva says, it only applies to the
things which are chamor, like Ritva. Like the, oh, Rabbi Yonah's got something, got it right. It only applies to things of like the Lamatas Malacha, which are really Chomor, and that's what Shvisa requires, okay? What's the problem? So it doesn't apply to Mechamer. What's the catch? Catch is, look at the Ritva elsewhere. The Ritva says very clearly in Rosh Hashanah, Okay, phenomenal ritual between the Ramban, and he says the Ramban's a spot on, so we'll call this the ritual and the Ramban. He says that there's two things going on. Our question was, wait a second, how on earth can you say that there's a Shavus that's going to be Doraisa when Shavusim are Darabana, right? When we say in Hilchos Shabbos, oh, it's Asur Mishum Shavus, it means it's the Rabbana, right? But the Rambam and now the Ritva are telling us, and the Gemara are telling us, the Shvusim are Daraisa, right? They're part of the Asay of Shvisa. So what does that mean? So the Ritva says, you've been saying that it's a din, that it's a din klali, or it's an Isser prati. What does that mean? It means the following, right? When you say that Shabbos is Asur b'malacha, the Ritva says, I'm sorry, Asur b'shvusim, it doesn't mean that each and every shvus is independently Asur. Okay? What it means is that you can't make Shabbos like Chol. Now, if you do, if you treat Shabbos like Chol, you're over on the mitzvah saseh. You could do no malachos, but still treat Shabbos like a day of Chol. And then you're over on the mitzvah saseh of shvisa. You're supposed to be shoves. You're supposed to do Shabbaton shvos. You're supposed to make Shabbos into a day of shvisa. And therefore, if you treat Shabbos like chol, you're over on the mitzvah. Right? The mitzvah is to treat Shabbos and not as chol, to make it special. If you treat it like chol, you're over on the mitzvah saseh. Any one individual thing that you do that doesn't treat Shabbos like Shabbos, right? But isn't independently going to be treating Shabbos like Chol, right? And like, oh, you know, Shabbos was just a regular day. You're not over on the Isser Midoraisa. You're only going to be over at Midrabanan, says the Ritva. Okay, so the Ritva says, right? There's a din klali, right? Shalol tehei Shabbos kichol, right? And every individual action that you do is only going to be an Isser Darabanan unless you treated Shabbos like chol, in which case you're over on the Isser on the Daraisa Aseh. Okay? Now what's also Gishmak there? Two things, right? One is that the Aseh isn't just backing up. It isn't backing up the Lav, and it isn't integral to Malacha. Right? The assay, I think like the Rabsaji Gon is saying, at least in the assay, that the nature of the assay of Shvisa is to make Shabbos a Yom Shvisa and a Yom Menucha, right? Or to make it Kadosh. Okay? Independent of the Malachos. However, what's also included in that? The Lamedas Malachos. So interestingly enough, Shvisa, right, includes the Shvusim as a Din Klali and the Lamedas Malachos. Right? Because the Ritva says, oh yeah, Tishvos includes the Lamedas Malachos and includes the Din Klali, but it doesn't include Mechamer. Why? Because in terms of menucha, in terms of your own treating the day as a day of rest, let's say a guy, let's say shvisas behema. The guy is using your animal. Okay. right? You're walking and you're also causing your animal to do chutzah, right? You're not doing any malacha. You're not resting, right? So if you do a shvusim or you do malacha, that's going to take away from Shabbason. Mechaner, right, is going to be a problem. Why? Maybe because, it's Eidos on Maaseh Bereishis, right? It's part of the law of Lo Ta'aseh Malacha, but it doesn't have anything to do with the Aseh. Right? So according to the Rambam, we expand the Malacha, right, to Shvusim and through Mechaner from the Lamed Ta'aseh Malachos, right? Malacha doesn't just include Lamed Ta'aseh Malachos. There are sort of concentric circles of Malacha, right? For the Rambam, you have sports base. So if Rambam, you have Lamed Ta'aseh Malachos, and then you have Mechaner, right? And then you have Shvusim, which are things which are similar to or could lead to the Malachos, right? On the other hand, right, for Rabbeinu Yonah, you have a lav, you have Isra Malacha. Isra Malacha applies to the Malachos. Right, you might have separate dinim like let's say of mechamer, right? But that's not about malacha. That's an isra of mechamer, right? And that has nothing to do with shvisa. Shvisa is just a lav yasei. It's an asei on malacha. Don't do malacha, okay? And Shabbos is malacha and isra malacha centric. The nature of Shabbos is don't do malacha, right? Malacha means lamitas malachos, right? Maybe even the avos, bikar, right? For the Ritva and the Ramban, Shvisa means don't do, right? Don't, Shabbos has to be Kadosh, Shabbos has to be Menucha, right? Shabbos has to be a special day. So on the one hand, there's a law that says don't do Malacha. On the other hand, there's an Aseh which says, right, make Shabbos into a special day. That's not like Chol. So any individual action that you do which would treat it like Chol might not be an Isra Aseh, might not be over the Aseh, but if you treated the day as a day of Chol, you were Mevato de Aseh, right? And obviously doing Malacha would be included in that, right? But not Mechamer, okay? So there's a mitzvah Aseh to make Shabbos special and Kadosh, right? But that's only going to be a Din Kalali and the Pratim, right? The individual instances, because, right, what action, if you Kniv Yerek, right, is that going to make Shabbos into Chol? No, right? If you knieve a million yareks, right, and you do, right, all the shvusim, or you do a lot of shvusim, right, and you don't say kiddush and you don't say Abdallah and you you don't dress, you know, properly and you don't do oneg Shabbos, so then you treat a Shabbos as chol and you're bade over in the mitzvah saseh, right? But any individual action, says the Ritva, is going to be part of it, is going to be only awesome in Rabbanan unless you treat a Shabbos as chol. Okay. The Rabban himself, though, actually has a different formulation, right? The Ramban's formulation here was what? Didn't remember? So the Ramban's formulation, did I put a bring in here? Yeah, here it is, right? Right, he has this beautiful expression, right, of how you could really treat Shabbos like Chol. You could do all of your regular business as long as, like, you know, you have an Erev. You can go to the store, right? You can buy and sell. You can have all of the functioning of a modern economy, right? Okay? The Ramban says very similar to the Ritva, but the Ramban's emphasis is that Shabbaton, it would include Malacha and Adin Klali of Shavuotim, but it's not quite that, so it shouldn't be like Chol, but he also emphasizes the fact that it needs to be, that it can't be a Yom Torah, it needs to be a Yom Menucha, right? So in theory, right, for the Ritva, he hasn't taken a stance on is Shvisa on Shabbos midin, right? Menucha is a midin os, right? Is a midin eidos l'masa bereishis. For those of you who got a chance to see, this Sefer Achinuch, right, says, oh, why you can't do malacha, so that you'll have menucha, right? And the fact that all of Bnei Yisrael are having menucha is, right, is going to, people are going to be like, oh, why are you all resting? We'll say, ah, oh, because Hashem created the world and rested on the seventh day, right? It's not that malacha is problematic, it's that we need to be shoveis to be made a mass of rachis. He said, you can't go yotze michutz lichom. Why? Because on Shabbos, you need to have menucha, right? You have to, the aseh of Shabbos is, right, have menucha. So Sefer HaChinuch, much like what the Ramban sounds like, Ala Torah, is saying that the aseh is actually even a mitzvah of din prati, right? There's a din, klali. Let's say the Ramban, right, put a slash here. Ramban sounds like it's a din prati that Shabbos is a Yom Menucha. Right? So you can't do Malacha because Shabbos is a Yom Menucha. Right? Ba'aseh. You also have to be Shoves from Shvusim. So you can't go Knevin Yerex also because Shabbos is a Yom Menucha. Right? And Torah is Aser. And that's also a din prati. Now, every derabanan isn't going to be a din d'oraisa, right? Because the din d'oraisa says don't do Torah. It doesn't say what individual actions are going to be Torah. Derabanan aser, but derabanan actions that fit these the criteria. They said, oh, that's an action of Torah, right? But mid d'oraisa, when you're over those derabanans, you're also being over a din prati. You're not being over the whole asay, right? But each one is a slight violation of the asay. Okay, and finally, just to be consistent, what does Tosos say? Tosos rejects this whole thing and says, actually, really, the whole thing is an asmachta, and I'll just bring it up just because, nice to come rain in on our parade. Tosos here. What is it? Oh, yeah. Tema, haba ina, this is Marami Lubin explaining Tosos, Purus Tosos himself. Nira Luria, asmach to be amahi, yimid the rice, be makirum nami litzer, right? It would also be asar on Yom Kippur if it was a real day. And also Tos Rush, elokinibus yarek, nira, asmach to be amahu, vahadarmina, the command, lav or love asay, but let's say lav davka. Right? Not really. So just Tosus and Tosus Rush come in and say no, right, no, and no. There's no real separate assay of Shvisa at all. Okay, so that between the Malacha and Menucha, right, we saw the chinuch, right, and now theoretically this can apply to the Ritva and the Ramban as well, although not necessarily because they're talking about the Asay, not the Lav. The chinuch goes so far as to apply this concept of Shvisa, which then creates, right, Edos, Shvisa, which then creates Os, and Shvisa, which then creates, actual Menucha, as being the nature of the Lav as well, okay? Right, which definitely works very nicely with Rav Sajigon, right? Who's saying that, oh, really, it's an assay of Shvisa, right? The Ramban, at least within the Lotus, at least within the assay of Shvisa, definitely sees it in a similar light, right? But then what we're saying is that even Malacha has this side of it, which is about creating Menucha, right? You can't do Malacha because we need to create Menucha. Okay, so when we were talking, how do you pin them down? So right here, we said, now here's the next question, right? Which is, what about this relationship, the relationship of the assay to the lav, right? I mean, it's sort of what we were already talking about, the chinuch, but how do I narrow it down and say that this, is this assay something distinct from the lav, right, or not? Do I say, oh, the ase is the ikar and the lav, is the tafel? Or I say, really, it's about menucha and that brings along, Isra Malacha. So we say, really, it's about Isra Malacha, right? What Rambam says. And that brings along Shavisa, right? Or can I say that, oh, you know, there's a direct relationship between the two of them, and that the Shavisa and the Isra Malacha are actually, the Lav and the Asay are really the same, are really, you know, two sides of the same coin, or two totally different dinim, right? You have two totally parallel systems. You have the Asay and the Lav, and they both say, don't do Malacha, right? They both say Shabbos is special, but even though both of them are saying, don't do Lamentas Shabbos Malacha, one's saying because of Shisa, and one's saying it because of, right, Zeich L'Masa Bereshis, or Ospris with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Zeich L'Tziyas Mitzrayim. Okay? So how do we figure that out? So the answer, I think, is in the cool sugya of Yidiyas Achet. Okay? The Gemara basically comes up and says, you know, what if I had someone who didn't know any of the malachos, right? And when he did all 39 of them. But he knew that it's Shabbos. He just didn't know that he's not allowed to do all 39 of his malachos. So we know if he forgot that it's Shabbos, he's chayiv one, right? But if he's not, if he forgot the malachos, then he's chayiv for al kolachas v'yachas. So the Gemara wants to know, wait a second, that all sounds very nice, but how do you get such a person? Right? Why? Because, according to Rabbi Yochanan, who happens to hold that if you don't know your chayv kareis, that counts as a shkaga, even though you knew it's aser belav, so you're not going to be chayv achata, you're not going to be considered mezid, and you'll be chayv achatas. So according to him, you could know all 39 avos malacha, so you know what's aser. You know that it's Shabbos, and that Shabbos is Asr b'malacha, you forgot the malachos, and then you just forgot all of them, right? And that's okay, because you just need to forget the fact that there's a chiyuv kareis, and you thought they're all chiyuv lav, and now you have a korban on all of them. Elul Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, to Amar Achi Yishkog b'lav ubekar, he says, if you knew that it was Asr b'lav, then it doesn't help you, that you didn't know it was kareis, and you're still considered a mezid. The yadalei b'Shabbos b'mai. What does it mean for you to say, oh, I knew that it was Shabbos, and I forgot the malachos, if you don't know that it's Shabbos, it's Asr b'malacha, right? Which is gishmak, because, right, that's saying something very powerful about Yediyah Shabbos, right? What does it mean to know that it's Shabbos if you don't know that there's an Isra malacha? Isra malacha is an absolutely integral part of Yediyah Shabbos, right? You don't know that it's Shabbos if you don't, if it's not malacha, if there's no Yediyah that there's malacha. So the Gemara answers, Diyada b'tchumen aliba de Rabbi Akiva. So you know in the Isra Lav of Tchumen according to Rabbi Akiva. Okay? Right? So Rashi says, Rashi sort of plays down this the question. Right? V'zadon Shabbos lo hevi elayim kein yodea achas mehalachoseha. You need to know some halacha of Shabbos. Di lo yada b'chadim inayu ein Shabbos cholok mishar yam. Okay? So Rashi seems to take like a very, very watered down take on this question. He says, "Oh, you know, you need to know something in order to know that it's Shabbos. If I knew that the day was, if I said Saturday, right, it doesn't count. If I knew that it was Saturday, but I didn't know that it was Shabbos. So what does it mean to know that it's Shabbos if I don't know anything about it, right? So according to Rashi, maybe if I knew some halacha, that would be good enough. Okay, but the rest of the Shem seems to think that no, you would actually need something, something more specific. Okay." So Tosos asks, Tamalari, Amailo ka amar diyadala bil Shabbos basse, dechtivu biyamashvi tishbos. Uksiv, nami ushmartim as a Shabbos. So the Re says, I don't know, why didn't they just say that you knew the assay? Okay? If you knew the assay, then you know that there's no Shabbos, and you should be, you know, you should be chayv. Why do you need to go, why say tchumen alibi de rekiva? Right, everyone except for the Rambam paskins against Rabbi Kiva and says that Tchumen are only Derabana. Okay, so one point. So says the Rashba. Dehu adin diyadu abetchumen v'alib derabbi Kiva. Oh, you know, before I get into that, I'll just say the following. Right, you have Yediyah Sachet. So when it comes to Yediyah Sachet, you Yedias Shabbos, right, and Shigas Malachos. So, in order to have Shigas Yedias Shabbos and Shigas Malachos, okay, what counts, right? Do you need to? If you obviously, if you knew Lo Tasako Malacha, right, Lamitas Malachos, obviously that would count as Yedias Shabbos, all right, and Shigas Malachos. Okay, obviously that we can't be dealing with such a case because the whole point is that you forgot all 39 of them. Okay, so our next option is to say, what about the say of Shvisa? Okay, or Chumin, which the Gemara says counts, or Mechana. Oh, you know what? Right, so Tosfos says. So what does this do for us that the Gemara is bringing this up? Okay, it's giving us essentially a test case of, is the assay of Shvisa going to be connected to the Isser Malacha? Right. When I say that you have to be Shovitz Mi Malacha, does that mean that Shvisa is essentially right connected to the Isser Malacha of the Lamitas Malachos? Or is it something that's totally in parallel to the lav, or totally disconnected from the lav? Right? If it's an extension of the lav, then I say, you knew about the assay, so you knew about the lav. Right? Or you knew about Isra Malacha of the Lota Asakon Malacha. Right? You were Shogig, but you knew that Shabbos is Asra B'Malacha. Right? On the other hand, I could say that there's no connection between the assay and the lav, and what? And by knowing the assay, but not knowing the lav, you still don't know enough. Okay? So Tosfos said, presumably, right? He said, I don't get it. Pasha says, you know, you should be good, right? You should be good to go. You know about the assay. This is Tosfos. Okay? So obviously, if you know Lamitas Malachos, you can be chayiv. But also, in terms of the assay of Shvisa, that should also be enough, right? And he doesn't say anything about Mechamer, so we don't know, but and Tchumen, right, the Gemara also says, fine, Tchumen of the Rekiva. So Tosfos says, yeah, you're right, if you knew the assay of Shvisa, then, right, this is going to be what we care about the most, right, if you know about the assay of Shvisa, then we're golden. Then we're in good shape. We're in bad shape, Dafka. Right? You're going to be chayev lots of chatos. Because what does Tosfos say about the assay of Shvisa? Over here and here and here. All the red people, all the guys in red. Right, it's just shamor. That's an iser of lo tasakom malacha. So if you know the iser of asay of shvisa, then you essentially right know one of the lamitas malachos without knowing the lamitas malachos. You manage to forget all lamitas malachos, but you know of the iser malacha, right? Because the asay is essentially keep shamor as a shabbos from the iser malacha. Okay, so Tosfos says, I don't get it. Why don't they just say, like, you know, that there's an Isra Asay and you just forgot all the Lamedas Malachos, right? Okay, the Rajba, right, says, V'hu hadin to have a masi l'meimar diyada l'shabes ba'asay, or he knew Havara l'ibid Rabbi Yossi, or he knew about Mechamer, right? Why? Because, right, all of them are going to count towards, all right, so he no one says Kiddush. You notice that? When you're going through the Rishon, the Stigyas, according to Rashi, it almost sounds like Kiddush would be good enough, but Rashi doesn't say that. Rashi doesn't ask that. Like, why doesn't anyone say, like, oh, what if he knew about Kiddush? What if he made Kiddush that morning? Right? And the answer is clearly that Kiddush has nothing to do with Malacha, right? That's not connected to Malacha. right? So there's no yediyas Shabbos legabe Isra Malacha to say that you had Shigigas Malacha but yediyas Shabbos. It's not good enough to know that the day was Shabbos and just forgotten all 39 Abbas Malacha if you didn't know that there's a concept of Malacha. If you didn't know a concept of Malacha, then you have, that's a Shigigas Shabbos. Yeah, Andy.
Because Kiddush is a Zachor, so it's like, it's more of like a Zachor thing than a Shamor thing, so it would just be just,
I like that.
It's a different kind of thing.
Right, different headspace, different, you know, different track. Yeah. Very good. Right? I think that's clear. No one talks about it at all, right? It's a very convenient mitzvah that has to do with Shabbos that, like, everyone knows, you know, and it's easy to say, oh, how did he know Kiddush but not know, you know, Malacha? Like, Mechamer, one of the answers about Mechamer is, why don't they say Mechamer? Since it is, like, what, you're going to know that you can't do Malacha with your behemoth, but you didn't know you could do it yourself? Right? But it's very easy to say, oh, you know, say to someone, oh, he knew about Tchumin, Aliba Derbi Akiva, right? But he didn't know, you know, about Kiddush. Why not just say Kiddush, and then, like, we have it for everybody? So, I mean, the answer is obviously that Kiddush isn't good enough. Okay? It has to be something that's connected to Malacha. So, Mechamer, so Tchumin, Aliba Derbi Akiva, sounds like a good proof, by the way, that Tchumen has a connection to Hotzah. Okay, just a side point. It's not just that, oh, they come from the same pasuk, which we're going to see, but also, right, according to Rabbi Kiva, right, Tchumen is really connected to Hotzah. Toso says, right, you know, Lamedes Malachos, the Aseh, those are both about the Aser, but Mechamer, you know, and Mechamer, you know, they don't mention. The Rashi says, yeah, what about Mechamer? And what about Shavisa and Havara, according to Yossi, who says it's only a lav. Right, so the Rajva says, yeah, right, Lama does office Malachas, obviously. Asev Shavisa as well, Mechamer as well, and Fumin, right? All of them are going to go because at the end of the day, Mechamer is going to. Is also good because it also involves Malacha, right? What's cool is also that he's saying Mechamer, unlike over here, right? Which according to like the Rebbe Yonah and the Ritva is not connected to the Asay. So I don't know if he's connecting it to the Asay at all, but he's saying that basically all of these things are essentially related to the Isser Lamedes Malachos, right? Meaning in order to get Shigas Malachos and Yediyas HaShabbos, you need some sort of Yediyas Malacha. So the Rebbe was saying, the Lamedes Malachos and Asay of Shemisa, Mechamer, and Tchumen are all ultimately connected to the concept of Asiyas Malach. Right? Now, the Ramban says something very, very interesting, which actually, you know, we shouldn't be surprised with, because the Ramban has been saying very interesting things so far. Right? Peirush, Ad Shishkol B'Lav Shaba. Since he's had a shkaga with the lav, he's shogig. Okay. V'hadak shinan diyada lebimai v'kena b'tchumen alib debeki v'avlo kumini diyada bebaasei d'shabaton v'tishbos. Mishum v'i lo yada lebelav helem ze v'ze biyado. Okay. Even if he knew the assay, his first answer is it's not good enough. Okay? Okay? What's he saying? His first answer is that it's not good enough. Even if you knew the Aseh, you wouldn't be Chayiv. Because you need to know something about Malacha. What's that saying? Fundamentally, you have two separate tracks. You have two separate dinim. Okay? You have the Isser. You have the Isser Malacha, that's Lamedes Avos Malacha. There's a lav, don't do Malacha. Separately, there's a mitzvah saseh of Shavisa, don't do Amal Vitircha, it should be a Yom Menucha, right? Answer one of the Ramban is he says, Lamedes Malachos, not Aseh Shavisa, right? Definitely, here's a question mark, okay? What's the explanation? Okay, so let's make our green star be over here. And Ramban's option one is not enough. And the reason, what does that mean? It means that the Aseh says, don't do malacha because you need to have menucha. And the Lot Aseh says, don't do malacha because kibo shavas mikom malachta asher baro kim la'asos, idus l'mas abreishas, ospris with Hashem, right? Two separate things, right? You have the Aseh, which is menucha. Can't do amel v'tircha. Can't go kneading any ereks, right? The lav is, you know, malacha. Aegis Lamasa Gracious, and right, Ospris, the Chule. I don't even know if Ospris should put in there necessarily because you could connect that to Menucha. So, definitely, right, the idea of Malacha being inherently problematic is the Lav, and the Essay is Menucha. Then the Ramban says something, does like a double take. And then he says, actually, Yesh Lefarish. Dilav Sheba Hainu Isser Sheba Shehu Savur Mutter Bahai De Samach Leakra. No, yeah, right. De Samach Leakra De Lo Taasena Hainu Isser Sheba Hen V'Chein Ikar. Okay. The other option is that even if he knew only the Aseh, it would still he would be putter not because he doesn't know enough. But it's as if he would know too much. Right? Yeshlev Alev, the Lav Sheba, Hainu Isser Sheba. When Rish Lakish says you need to know the Lav Sheba, he means you need to know the Isser. Shu Sever Mutter. The Hai De Samech Le Akra, the Lo Taasena, Hainu Isser Sheba. If you know the Asay of Shabbos, it's not that you don't know enough to be considered Shigyas Malachos. You're not Shigigas Malachos. It's not that you don't have Yidiyah Shabbos, and then you know you have Shigigas Malachos, but you also have Shigigas Shabbos. He's saying you don't have Shigigas Shabbos, right? It's Zadon Shabbos, but it's not Shigigas Malacha, it's Zadon Malacha. You're Mizig, right? His first answer is that if you know the Aseh, that's not good enough to be Mechayiv you for Yidiyah Shabbos. His second answer is, wait a second. If you knew the Aseh, then you actually are mazed. You're not chayv chatas because you were over on the malach of the mazed. Right? If you know the Aseh, then you also know the lav. Or it's just as good as having known the lav. Okay? It just doesn't matter. So, right, answer number two is it's too much. Right? The Aseh equals the lab, they're both fundamentally fundamentally the same. Which means for the Ramban, right, and his second answer is that it's not that the Aseh is Menucha and the lab is, right, Eidos Lebriya Kiboshalas Mekom Lachto. Right, the Aseh is equal to the lab, much like what we saw, let's say, the Rav Sajigon and like the Minchas Chinuch, the Sefer Chinuch, sorry, that essentially when you have the Aseh of Shabbos, it says, Shabbos is Yom Menucha. Shabbos is Yom Kadosh. It has to be distinct from Chol, right? You can't do Malacha on it, but all of those are connected in Shabbos is Yom Menucha. Why is it Yom Menucha? Because it's Eidus Amas Abreishes and it's Zechel Tzias Mitzrayim, right? But ultimately, Shabbos is Yom Menucha, right? And the Malachos are part and parcel of that identity of making Shabbos a Yom Menucha. Right? In which case, it all stems from, Shabbos is Yom Menucha, you can't do Malacha, right? So Malacha is, right, fundamentally opposed to Shabbos, because Kibbo Shabbos Mikom Malachto, but it's, what are we doing? It's not that we're not doing creative labor, it's that we are doing Menucha. Why? Because God would did Menucha, right? Kibbo Shabbos Mikom Malachto. Even when you're talking about Ma'aseh Bereishis, right? So you could say, Ma'aseh Bereishis is God created the world, and now we're not going to do any creation because he stopped creating on the seventh day. Or we can say, Kibo Shabbos Mikom Malachto, he was shoveis on the seventh day, and we are going to be shoveis on the seventh day as well. Right? Are we refraining from doing creative labor because God refrained from doing creative labor? Or are we being shoveis on the seventh day because God was shoveis on the seventh day? Right? Those are the two answers. Either the Aseh and the Lav are two different, or they're exactly the same. They're fundamentally totally linked. Okay? And now, just to
add in something very, very cool in the Rambam, is that the Rambam paskins, that knivas yerek, that there's an assay also, basically of shvisa on Yom Kippur, but knivas yerek is mutter on Yom Kippur, but asr on Shabbos, and on Shabbos Yom Kippur it's asr. Okay. So everyone asks, wait a second, isn't that against the? Well, that doesn't make any sense, right? What are you gonna do about it? Well, like either shvusim are osef, right, or asr, right? Shvus is asr, you can't do it. So Yom Kippur is also asr malacha, is also asr b'shvusim, or not. So the so people are mostly like, you know, tzarchian. So I heard from my father that actually, according to the Rambam, right, what's the nature of the shvusim? The nature of the shvusim are there, right? They're an expansion of the nature of Shabbos as a yom, of a yom of Isra Malacha. Right? Malacha is, right, incompatible with Shabbos, right? Shabbos, right, is lo ta'asa malacha, and there's an assay to make it a day of non-malacha, right? It's actually, right, the Rambam would say make it a day of shvisa, of menucha, make it a Shabbaton. The Rambam would say make it a day of non-malacha, okay? But the nature of a shvus is something which helps enhance the identity of the day. The reason why we are matir or knivas yerek on Yom Kippur, right, is because it contributes to the fast. So interestingly, right, what's the difference? Why are the shvusim not d'oraisa? Right, because the shvusim independently aren't objectively usher, right? They're usher or mutter depending on what they contribute to the day. So on Yom Kippur, knivas yerek, the Gemara says, knivas yerek contributes to the day. Why? Either there are actually two deals. Either because it makes fasting harder, because you're already preparing the food, or because it makes fasting easier because you are already preparing the food and you know that you have food ready for after Yom Kippur. Okay? But either way, the reason why we're matir it in the first place, not connected to, right, this slumdus, is because it contributes to the fast, either making it harder or easier, depending on your perspective, on what day you hold that. Right? So what we're saying is like this. On Shabbos, where the whole nature of the day is Isra Malacha, so then things which contribute to, right, making it a day of Isra Malacha are asr, right? And are part of the assay. On Yom Kippur, for the very same reason, you're allowed to do knivas yerek because it contributes to the nature of the day. So shvusim actually have this very fluid identity, right? Where it's entirely connected to the end result that they create for the actual day. Okay, so just to summarize really, very, very quickly, just to make sure everyone is not lost and totally confused. But we see there's a mitzvah say of shvisa on Shabbos, okay? And our question was, is shvisa something that, you know, really either it doesn't exist as an independent mitzvah, or even if it does, it's just there to back up the law. But we saw that in the Smak, in Tosvos, okay, in the Yireim, Balia Tosvos seemed to go in that direction. Really, ultimately, the emphasis is on Isra Malacha. Okay? If you have to ask you what's the nature of Shabbos, what's the core idea of Shabbos, they'll tell you Isra Malacha, Shamor is, right, even the assay is make sure not to do Malacha, right? The idea of Shvusim are really only an Asmachta. If there's an assay, it only applies to the Lamatas Malachos and only the Avos, maybe even, right? And when it comes to Yediyas HaShabbos, you need to know the Lamatas Malachos, and the assay is just Yediyas Lamatas Malachos. On the other hand, right, we saw Rav Sajigon, who only counts an assay, the Sefer Chinuch, who says that everything is about creating menucha, right? And that menucha, right, is then going to be an os bris. That menucha is then going to create, you know, menucha and shvisa. Okay, but everything is coming through the assay of making it a yom shvisa that then contributes towards all these goals. But the nature of Shabbos is that it's a yom shvisa. Okay. And we saw in the Rith of the Ramban, this idea that shvusim are part of this din kloli that contribute towards it being a yom, either that's distinct from chol, right, or that emphasizes the kedusha Shabbos, or right, that emphasizes the menucha of Shabbos, according to the Ramban. Okay, and then the question is that too much or too little? Says Ramban. Ramban's not sure
whether the Aseh of Shabbos is, right, the Ikar, and Lamitas Malachos are, right, connect, totally connected to it, or if it's a dafka the opposite, you know, that there's Menucha on the one hand, and there's Isser and Malacha on the other, and there are two separate issues. The Ramban leaves us as a Tzarchian, and the Rajba and the Rambam, I'm going to put together, because I think they're, in this case, they really are going well. The Rajba seems to be saying, and the Rambam clearly says, everything centers around Malacha. There's an Isser Malacha, but Isser Malacha isn't what you think. Right? You think Isser Malacha is only, right, Lamatas Havos Malachos. The instead, Isser Malacha, right, seems to encompass everything, right, that involves either, let's say, you know, man taking control of his environment, including Tumin, Mechamer, or anything that's not Shvisa. I think what the Rambam would say is exactly what we were sort of doing in that first year. We were saying Shabbos is multifaceted, but they're all tied up one in the other. Okay? What the Rambam's doing is saying, oh, they can, you can split, right? You can split between these different definitions and with the different points. And, right, the Ritzel says, oh, you can leave out Mechamer, basically, but you... But Shavusim and Lamatas Malachos are going to go together because of Menucha. The Rambam is going to say that it always, all of them are all connected. You, the Rambam holds that idea that Shabbos is this multifaceted concept that you can't split, right? You can't say, oh, there are Tzvei Dinim in Shabbos, right? Even Shavusim, which the Rambam says are all about Menucha, about not having Amel, the Tarach, not having labor, right? The Rambam says is an expansion of Malacha. There are things She'inam Malacha, but are Asr because they're maybe Lidei Malacha, or their domim lahem. Okay? Rambam sees malacha as being something which encompasses all those different concepts that go into making Shabbos Shabbos, right? Zechel Mas Breishis, Os Bris, and Menucha, but they're all tied together inseparably. And therefore, for the Rambam, right, all it's going to apply to Mechamer and Shavusim, the Asay, and Gidya Shabbos, the Rajbam, I think Rambam would hold the same way, would apply across the board. Okay. Shukach.